Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody needs one night to go out in style. Try on a little spotlight for a little while. I'm talking fancy where the food ain't fast. Two forks, two knives, but light and glass. Rent us a car, show up late, valet the track. Credit on my cards, money in the bank, at least for tonight. Keeping my shades on. I heard he talked Timberlake. Cause I'm smooth when I move. I'm out of my league but confident. I've had high life but not like this. A good old boy can get used to keeping my face on inside. I'll just
today is one of my favorite people to follow on social media. Singer-songwriter Emily Otteson stops by to talk with us about her career, music, and anything she's become that she can talk about. I can pretty much guarantee that there will not be a dull moment today. And as usual, I have my co-host, friend, and work wife, Em, with me. So let's get this thing started. Hey, girl.
Hi. It's been a while since we've done this.
Yes, it has. It's been a while since I've said
I'm laying in bed. That's what I'm doing. That's what I always do when we have a show, is I lay in bed.
You know, we were talking off air with the guest. This is the first time we've ever had two Emilys on the show. This can get interesting.
Which is actually surprising to me because it's such a popular name and everyone seems like they have my name. So I'm sure she feels the same way. I had 5 Emilys in one class last year, so I'm used to it.
Crazy. So for my next trick, I will attempt to remember how to bring a guest on the show. It's been so long since I've done this. Hold on just 1 second. Is this Emily?
Hello, how's it going, y'all?
I'm good, how are you?
We're good.
I'm doing good. Just so excited to finally meet you over the phone lines after all these years of tweeting.
It's nice to finally be able to hear your voice.
Totally.
I thought you were going to steal my line. I always tell people it's nice to meet their voice. Because it's like meeting someone, but
there's a real person behind the Twitter.
Exactly. Thanks for doing this today.
What did you say?
Thanks for doing this today. We really appreciate it.
Of course. I'm honored that you would have me.
I said in the intro that you're one of my favorite people to follow on social media.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
Y'all need to take this girl out on every social media platform out there. She is hilarious. She's completely just hilarious. It's just not even funny.
Basically, it's most of the time it's just me entertaining myself, and it happens to be funny to other people.
That's
how
I am.
That.
I think I'm hilarious. I just don't know if everyone else thinks that. I posted what I thought was the funniest thing the other day, or like a couple weeks ago, and no one thought it was funny. Like, no one responded to me, and I was really upset because my aunt had texted me and said she sent my uncle to get the card table, and she said, I was thinking the fold-away card table. And then she sent a picture, and it was like the wooden table from their guest house. She's like, oh, well, he tried. And I thought it was so funny. And no one responded. And I was like, that's hilarious. What is wrong with you people? Like, I thought it was funny.
Well, as long as you're entertaining yourself.
That's pretty much all I do on Twitter is entertain myself. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. It's pretty much all,
thanks, Cody.
All Twitter is. It's basically, for me, it's entertainment. And I use it 99% of the time for the show, too. So.
Totally. Great. All works out.
We always start out every show with the exact same question. How did you get into the whole music thing? Or was it something that you always wanted to do? Or talk about that for a second.
Yeah, well, I can remember, let's see, I grew up in a family that there was just music playing all the time. Grew up going to, like, big concerts at big arenas, just, like, cool, loud, lots of bright light concerts. And then when I was 13, I went to a Nickel Creek concert. They're, like, a bluegrass folk band.
Yeah.
And it was my first concert at, like, a small, intimate setting. And that was the first time I ever experienced music and just felt this, like, deep connection, and I cried because it was just so beautiful, and that was kind of when it was like the lights turned on in my head, and I was like, this is what I'm going to be doing for the rest of my life. So
that's cool.
So that's kind of sparked that, and then went to church, and the music director at my church, she just kind of took me under her wing and pushed me up on stage, and I just started singing. So yeah.
That's cool. And you recently moved to Nashville, didn't you?
Yeah. So fun.
How are you liking the city?
Well, I love it. I really, really love it.
Where are you from?
I was born in Seattle and was grown and raised in Portland, Oregon, and then lived in Seattle this last year before moving to Nashville. So
you went a long way at once.
yeah. Well, I was doing music up in the Northwest and loving it and pretty much making a living doing that. And then came and visited Nashville last June kind of by chance and just fell in love with how much just talent, and I talent was here, and I also felt like challenged a lot as an artist and a musician. And I was like, if I'm gonna get better, like I need to be around these people, because you know, I might be a big fish in a little pond, but that's not gonna help me grow. So,
You know, I only live about 3 hours east of Nashville, and I try to go every single chance I get.
Yeah.
Nashville is one of my favorite cities in this world.
Awesome.
I love it.
Yeah. Okay, I just decided we need t-shirts that say Big Fish, Little Pond. I love that.
That's
cool. I'm a big fish in a little pond, too. I live in Alabama. Okay, I live in the boondogs.
Yeah. You know?
I need that.
So those ponds are nice and comfortable for a lot of people. So.
Mine's more like a puddle.
I'm going to throw it to you, Em.
Yeah.
Yes, you are. You first day back, and you're like, Emily. Okay.
I'm going to throw it to you, Em.
This is his first interview in forever. I had one while he was in the hospital and sick and stuff, but this is my first.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is my first interview back.
Losing track
of
my thoughts. All right.
That's all right.
You're a first-time guest for us, so we're going to get to, you know, want everybody to get to know you and stuff. So let's start with this. This is an easy one. What do you watch on TV right now? What are your favorites? What's on the DVR? And then what about, like, music right now? What are you into? Favorites right now?
Yeah. Okay. Well, a long time ago, I unplugged the cords of my television, and I signed up for Netflix on my computer.
Netflix is awesome.
Yep. So I basically watch Netflix in my free time, which is not a lot. But let's see. Right now, I have been watching Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Have you seen this show?
I have not, but I saw the preview.
Oh my gosh, it's just like it's hilarious. Like the one-liners that they have in that show are hilarious,
yeah.
And it's overall very uplifting. So. Love that show. And then music, what am I listening to right now? Gosh, I would have to check my Spotify. I've been listening to a lot of old bluegrass that I grew up on just recently. Nickel Creek, Alison Krauss. Who else?
That's me normally, but yesterday I listened to Cher, and I don't even know where it came from. I was like, I'm going to listen to Cher today.
Yep.
So,
love it.
You know.
Yeah,
it happens.
Totally.
But,
totally.
Yes, I saw the preview for that show, but I haven't watched it yet, but it was really funny. I think I'll have to watch it. I'm watching,
do it.
What are we watching on Netflix right now? We're watching The West Wing right now.
Okay.
And I started The X-Files, but I only, like, watched 3 episodes because I fall asleep. I put it on at night, and I always fall asleep.
I started those episodes, and I am such a scaredy cat. I cannot handle, like, any kind of...
I know,
of...
they creep me out.
Yep.
I just love her. So, like, I want to watch it because I think she's great, but it, like, freaks me out because I'm not into, like, sci-fi and stuff. And I watched it when it came back on TV, like, a few months ago. I watched the 6 new
mm-hmm.
ones, and I really liked her, so I was like, I'm going to watch them all, but they freaked me out. And Kathy, Cody knows Kathy, she's, like, our... third wheel on this show, like if one of us
here,
she steps in, and she is the one that's like, you should watch it. Like she's obsessed with it. She would be laughing at me if she knew that I said I was afraid of the aliens on the X-Files
mm-hmm.
because it's totally fake, and you can tell it's fake, but still I'm not it. No.
Yeah,
I get
it's
you.
It's still like it, you know, it creates an atmosphere in your home
right.
as you're watching it of like thriller.
Yes.
You know, and so it's like, I know this isn't real, but still I'm like, I feel scared. I can't watch this.
I'm the same way. And one of the newer ones that just, like, came out, the garbage man was, like, an alien. And I was like, stop. The garbage man comes to my house, too.
Wow.
To take the garbage out the door.
Wow.
So I'm the same way. And I put it on at night when I go to sleep. And I'm like, I can't do this. Like, I cannot watch this before I go to bed. I will have
mm-hmm.
nightmares like a little kid.
Totally.
But, yeah. I get you. Okay, Cody. You can ask a question now because I got my minute.
Awesome.
I have two questions for you that we always ask on the show. My first question is if you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
If I could go back and change one thing, let's see. That's a really hard question. I mean, honestly, like, well, I'll say since moving to Nashville, I think just my mindset as the artist and musician that I am is kind of, it's kind of gone into high gear. So, like, when I'm out and about and I'm meeting people and, you know, I come home, like, I have a goal and a purpose, and I have, you know, a few different, there's always, like, an assignment that I'm doing, and so I'm just, like, in high gear, and I think if there's one thing I could change about my music career is just that, I think if I started out with that same, like, get up and go,
right,
because, you know, because at first, as any musician, you're like, I don't know, I know I love music, but I don't know, what does it even mean to go out and play music? How do I even get a gig? How do I even do this? And I think the lie is that, you know, just because you don't know how to do something doesn't mean that you can't get there. And I think for a while, I just believed, like, oh, I don't know how, so I guess I can't do it. And that's just a lie.
I understand that.
Right.
I do.
You know? Standing between, you know, you and success is, like, hard work and going out and doing it. So
exactly. You know, I'm a I'm sort of a musician myself. I can play guitar, I can play drums, and I always tell the story. I'm a singer too. I always tell the story. And you know what's coming, Em.
I have literally not had to hear this story in 2 months, and it was glorious. I have to hear it again today.
You know
he tells it to everybody, but I've heard it like 1,000 times, and it's been 2 whole months since I heard this story. It was a lovely 2 months.
Why don't you tell it then?
Okay, fine. So I used to live in Nashville, or near Nashville, last year before I moved to Alabama. I moved last June to Alabama, which is where I'm from. And there was a club in my town where it was like karaoke, but on a more professional level. Like, it was kind of an open mic thing, you know, show up, tell them what you want, rehearse it once, and then sing it. And it was on public TV.
It was a live band, I might add.
Yeah, live band. So Cody comes to visit me, and I was there pretty much every weekend. Like, this was my regular hangout. Cody came to visit me, and we were going to sing. Well, actually, we had discussed it. We hadn't firmly discussed it. Like, I thought it was, you know, whatever. Well, Cody gets up there and he's like, Emily's gonna come sing with me. And I was like, thank you for telling everybody in the place that it's my turn to sing. So I go up there and we start singing, and we were singing I Told You So, the Randy Travis Carrie Underwood duet. So I sang the first verse, you know, because I told him if we sang it, I was doing the first verse because I knew the first verse. That was my reason, is I know this one. Well, he's supposed to sing the second verse, and he starts singing and then just stops singing, and I was like,
what are
you doing? And so I just, luckily it was like a spot that I knew, so I kept going, and I was kind of like mouthing the words along as he was singing because I wanted to keep up with where we were, but I was like, I'm gonna kill him if he ever does that to me again. Never. No, he had one job, bro. He didn't do it.
Yeah, he had one job,
but he picked it right back up and we were getting going. But it was like this moment of terror because, like, we are on public television, this is live. What are you doing? You don't know the words.
Yeah,
you were terrified. I was terrified.
Yeah.
But we
figured
it out. But he tells everybody that because it's kind of our little funny music, our one time, like, 15 minutes of fame moment together.
Yeah.
And so we always tell people that. But he tells the story, like, to everybody, and I've heard it, like, 5,000 times because I was there. So
yes,
I already know what happened.
Love it.
And it was two months until I had to hear it again. So.
Yeah.
Anyways,
good time.
Love it.
My second question I've got for you is, and then I'll turn it over to Emily, is, and this is always a fun question to ask, how has the social media world affected your career thus far?
Yeah. Well, that's such an interesting conversation because I myself am quite an introvert, believe it or not, and when I first kind of got onto Twitter, and, you know, the whole culture of Twitter is like, you know, you're sharing stuff throughout your day and you're sharing whatever. And to me, it was kind of like I had to get over myself and just, like, commit to, like, reaching out to people. And it took a second. But the cool thing is after I kind of, you know, was able to really start connecting with people, like, there are people here in Nashville that I connected with 4 or 5 years ago, and I'm now, like, personal friends with them here in Nashville because we met on Twitter. And then also just things like when I was living in Portland, you know, there's a handful of songwriters I've connected with, and, you know, someone came through Portland and was like, hey, I'm on tour and my opener canceled. Do you want to come open for me? You know, like, of course. So, I mean, in that sense, it's like I meet these people on Twitter and now we're like real friends and doing shows together, and that's pretty sweet.
Have we done the island question yet, Emma?
No,
I will save that one for you.
Yeah, I know, because I don't have thought of it. If you steal it, I'll hunt you down. No, I was going to say, I understand the Twitter thing.
Okay,
like, when I joined Twitter, my only reason was because at the time, like, in still, to some extent, Twitter is, like, your only direct link to people, you know, like...
Oh, yeah, totally.
...celebrities, and I totally wanted to stalk somebody that was on Dancing with the Stars, so I joined Twitter when I was, like, 12. Because Jennifer Grey is, like, my idol, and so I wanted to, like, stalk her. And if anybody doesn't know who that is, that's Baby from Dirty Dancing. Please don't tell me you don't know who it is. But I wanted to be able to stalk her online, which it sounds really creepy, but it wasn't. And that was the only way I knew. And then it spawned into, like, you know... 85,000 tweets later, here I am.
Yep.
But,
yep.
I mean, we've met so many people, like, not only just the show, but, like, we've met some of our, like, really close friends now on Twitter. Like, I talk to one of our friends from Twitter, like, every day. She lived near me. I talk to, you know, we've met people on Twitter that we've become actual friends with in real life. That's really cool. So I totally get you.
Totally.
Okay, the island question that was
previously
mentioned. Yes, the island question. If you're, you know, you're going to a stranded deserted island with, you know, there's water and food. I mean, you don't have to, like, take your water and your food, obviously.
Sure.
But there's no other people. What are the three things you're going to take with you?
Three things I would take with me. Let's see. I would take my guitar. No, I take that back. I would take my mandolin, number one. Number two, I would take... it is difficult. I take my mandolin. I would take the good book of the Lord known as the Bible. And then
I knew you were
going to
say that. I just had a feeling.
I mean, I love it. It's life-giving. It's my daily goodness. Number three, I would take my journal so I could, like, write stuff down.
So that you don't go crazy.
Yeah, so I don't go crazy, for sure.
Good choices. A lot of people pick an instrument, but I'm always like, I would get tired of hearing that one instrument over and over and over.
Yeah,
that
would
be one thing, but,
you know, and,
yeah, I would die in like 5 minutes on a deserted island.
Quick fact.
Yep.
Quick fact about me.
Mm-hmm.
There are two instruments I so wish I could play, but I can't. The mandolin and the fiddle. I wish I could play those two instruments.
Tony,
you should take up
the fiddle, man.
I'm seriously thinking about it.
Yeah,
I'd vote for that.
Okay, so in the 5 minutes or so we have left, this show has a flown by. It's already 5 till the show's flown by. In the 5 minutes we have left, let's switch gears and talk music for a second. I always like to pick the brains of singers a little bit.
For sure.
What is the songwriting process like for you? Like, do you start with lyrics first, melody first? How does that work?
Yeah. I think it was Michael Jackson. I was watching some interview with him, and he was talking about how he writes music and was like, said something like, great songs, you know, come into existence when you let God in the room, you know? And really, I can spend hours upon hours trying to think of, like, the best song to write, but the songs that just come out of me from that deep place of creation and inspiration, like, it's always when I'm just going about life, like, driving in my car or doing, like, normal tasks, folding laundry, taking the shower, brushing my teeth, and really, like, hooks and lyrics will just kind of pop into my head. And all the songs that I play out, like, out for other people are all songs where it's, like, they just popped into my head, and I went to go and run and grab a pen and paper, and it just poured out within, like, 10 or 15 minutes. So
that's cool.
So, I mean, and there's other songs that I write where it's, like, I get a little hook. Or a few lines, and then I actually, you know, I have to sit down and work them out. But really, it's just, I mean, I don't know. I consistently create space to be inspired, and then sometimes cool songs come out. I don't know if that was a great answer, but there's no formula for me. It's just consistently, really what it is I consistently create time for the songs to come. And sometimes
you know,
they do.
Exactly. And that's the same way for me. I used to be a songwriter myself until I gave it up stupidly.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't give it up for some strange reason. But
yeah. You have plenty of time.
I'm
back up, brother.
I'm just like you. Lyrics and stuff would come to me in the strangest places.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'd be eating dinner or I lay in bed one night, and I'd be like, I need to get this down.
Yep.
So I totally get that.
For sure.
Do you have anything else for?
Oh, well, I mean, I always have things to say.
She
so. This is kind of not what we were talking about, but, well, actually, it kind of goes with it. Do you have any, like, memorable, like, funny backstage stories or anything you do before every show?
Well, let's see. Before every show, I just make sure that I always practice all my songs that I'm going to sing all the way through, even though I know them by heart.
Right.
Just because there's been too many times where I'll go up on stage and I think that I remember the songs and I, for whatever reason, because, you know, I haven't practiced or whatever.
That's that.
which is like, and I think I'm like, they're my songs. I wrote these songs. Of course I'll know them. And then I get up there and I'm like, oh, darn it. so I make sure I'm always practiced. I mean, funny, but actually, this is in high school, I was in musical theater and.
Me too. We're twins.
Awesome.
We even have the same name.
What? but, like, we had these little microphones, you know, with our microphone packs that we'd turn on and off when we'd go on stage. And one of my co-actors, singers, his name is Victor, we went off stage, and there was, like, 5 minutes between when he had to be up next, and he went into the bathroom and forgot to turn his mic off. and the sound man, for whatever reason, like, couldn't figure it out, so we were, like, out on stage, and Victor was, like, warming up and making bathroom sounds. And it was, like, so that was probably one of my favorite.
That's hilarious.
One of my favorite memories.
No, I totally see you with the forgetting the words thing, because every single time I would sing, I always do Harper Valley PTA by PVC Riley did that song, but I always say Loretta Lynn because I sing in her key. I digress. Anyway, so I always sing that song, and I was like, I don't need, the band would always ask me, you know, you want to do this song? Like, no, let's do this other one that I just decided to do. I know that song. And one night I was up there and I literally sang the words backwards, like to part of it, like, and I had to sing it twice because I put it in the wrong spot the first time. And I was like, really?
Mm-hmm.
You know that song and you didn't know what came next? And I sing it every single time. So
yeah.
I, for whatever reason, your brain just decides you don't know it anymore.
Yep, you know.
Anyway.
Totally. Also, yeah, back about it.
Yeah. Before we let you go, is there anything coming up for you, like any music in the works, any place you're playing, anything?
Yeah, well, tonight I'm playing Four Points Sheraton Hotel in Brentwood.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, music-wise, I have my songs up on SoundCloud. And right now I'm just working on getting an album done. Figuring that out. And then June 24th, I'm doing music for...
Parents' anniversary.
What?
Yeah, June 24th is actually my parents' anniversary.
Oh, that's awesome. Who is?
Yeah, so.
Awesome.
They've been married over in a day.
Yeah. Love it.
Anyway.
But anyhow, June 24th, I'm playing leading worship for a NASCAR event in California. So
that's cool.
That will be fun.
I was never in NASCAR, and I watched the race at Talladega the other day, and now I'm like, I need to know who wins. And I make fun of people that are into it because I think it's really redneck. And now I'm like, who's racing? Who's in first place? Like, it's really bad.
Oh, yeah. It's good stuff. So, but, music-wise, I'm on SoundCloud, and until I get a full album, I'm just going to keep kind of putting stuff up there, you know.
And I said this at the top of the show, but y'all need to follow this girl on every social media platform you can. She's awesome. She's awesome.
Are you on Snapchat?
Oh, am I ever on Snapchat? Yes, it's Emily the Ott. So the same same username as my Twitter.
Same thing as
Instagram.
Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Adding you? I added you just now.
I'm about to. So,
awesome.
Again, I wanted to thank you for taking about 30 minutes out of your day to come on and do this. And you, my friend, have a open invitation back to the show anytime.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys. Truly, it's wonderful to hear your voices after years of Twitter following.
Yeah, it was
yes.
Nice to meet you.
All right, well, talk to you all later.
I'll be talking to you on Twitter.
Totally.
Facebook, okay.
All right. Talk
bye.
To you all later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the incredibly talented Miss Emily Odison. That was a great show, wasn't it, girl?
I actually like that you've been gone for 2 months because you kept it briefer than you normally do tonight. And you still managed to get everything in, but we didn't drag it out,
true.
Which is like a new thing for us. Like, we never have 15 minutes spare.
Which is miraculous.
Yes, but okay, I'll do announcements because I'm really excited about them.
Okay.
Thursday night, we have at 4:30, we have Kristen Burt, which you all know has been on the show. Like, this will be her sixth time on the show.
Six times.
She was lucky enough to be at the Daytime Emmy, so she is coming to dish on everything. And we're also going to talk about our predictions and who was right and who was, you know, wrong. Me. No, I'm just
not
kidding.
Right.
I got them all right except for one. Cody and Kathy, you know, didn't.
Yeah,
but
we
won't talk
right.
about the fact that I literally predicted everyone except one. I did a great job.
Yeah, we
so
didn't do
so
right.
She's coming to dish on everything behind the scenes. I'm going to ask her 5,000 questions about the Queen Mary Beth Evans. It's going to be a great show. I'm so excited because the Daytime Emmys on Sunday night, even though they weren't televised, everybody had so much fun online. So we can't wait for her on Thursday.
I have to make one announcement. and you knew this was coming, okay? The 17th.
Oh,
yes,
yeah,
you did. The 17th, we have one of my favorite people in this world joining us, the lovely and talented Miss Megan Golden, Suspect Rather Show.
A couple times, so.
And if you say what I think you're thinking, I will kill you.
I wasn't going to say anything. Gosh, you have no chill, man.
True, I don't, but whatever.
Zero chill. Cody, you know what's really funny, guys? I always tell Cody not to tell people his business because that's how everybody learns it. And he's like, I didn't tell anybody. And then, like, 5,000 people ask me a question, and I'm like, Cody, who did you tell? And he's like, just this one person.
People.
And I'm like, really? Because four of these people have come to me, and every day it's, like, four different people. He's like, oh, I forgot I told all those people. Like, people come at me with the most random questions about this boy's life, and I'm like, I don't know. Why do you know that? Like, when did he find out to tell you this?
And every time she takes me about it, I'm like, oops. Forget that person.
Yes, well,
sorry.
Okay. And then he literally, it's like, Cody, don't tell people your business. I'm how everybody learns it. And then when he was gone, people asked me, like, 30 questions. Like, what's this? Like, how do you know this? And like, people came at me, like, did you talk to this person? Like, I'm his best friend. I have it under control. Thank you, though. But it was so funny
exactly.
to me because I'm like, how do these people know this stuff? But anyways.
Anyway, it is what it is.
It is, indeed.
It is what it is.
So, are you ready to wrap it up, or you got some things to share?
I think we should end the madness right here.
Fair enough. Okay, it's nice to be back.
Yes, it is. You know, and I got to say, for everybody out there, thanks for everything while I was gone. Y'all know who you
are. Shout out to my best friend Emily for being awesome and having the best show ever while I was away.
Exactly.
Because everybody knows how awesome it was.
This is true. And I need to thank a couple people. Jim Lilly, Jade Harlow, Patsy Pease.
The love of my life.
Everybody that called in Yes, Crystal Ayers and Lily Melgar. Everybody that called in to Kim, Kathy, and Patsy's show while I was out of commission. So, with that, I think I'm going to let you go, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye. I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the incredibly talented, super funny Miss Emily Otteson. So, in the 7 minutes I've got left, six now actually, time to run down the announcements again if you didn't hear them. Thursday at 4:30 p.m. Central, we have our friend Christian Burt to a rundown of the backstage shenanigans at this year's Daytime Emmys. I'm working on something for the 10th that I hope pans out. And the 17th, we have, like I said earlier, singer-songwriter Megan Golden joining us on the show. And I think with that, I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to Sweet Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.